Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All the rest of the guys there at Fleetwood Mac. Welcome back. It's 17 till, and it's continuing to be you and me. And I want to talk about right now is this economy and what you should be thinking about it. You know, I'm a little perplexed about it as well, and you are too. I'm a little bit confused about some of the indicators, some of the things that are going on. For example, in another hour this week, we talked with Ray Keating, a chief economist with Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, raise a voice that I depend upon, a professional economist that I whose opinion I value very much. And he's a little bit, and Ray's not a negative Nelly, a nattering nabob. He's more of a Pollyanna. In fact, he's more likely to be a little bit irrationally exuberant than a lot of economists are. And he's a little bit cautious and concerned about the economy. He says inflation's running over 4%, growth is under 2%, and those are scary kind of combinations. And we got housing not doing well at all. We got construction industry, the commercial side of real estate's not doing so well either. We got $3 a gallon gasoline. Prime is 8.25. That's the money that people with that banks consider to be, you know, very low risk can borrow money at. You and I, small business owners, we have to borrow money at prime plus 1, 2, 3, that kind of thing. And so you know, it's there are a lot of things going on out there that are a little bit you know, they're going bump in the night, that are a little scary. But I don't know. I'm not ready to tell you. I'm worried that we're going to walk ourselves into a recession. That's what I'm worried about. That we're going to. I think that in a lot of ways the economy is taking a breather. That it's sort of resting a little bit. That it's reorganizing a little bit. We got some international things going on that are kind of good news. The rest of the world is the economy apparently. In some of the things I read, David Malpass with Bear Stearns, chief economist with Bear Stearns, a couple of weeks ago was talking about in a Wall Street Journal article about how the world economy is picking up and growing. With our dollar being as low as it is, that's good for our own manufacturing. That's good for our exports. And so, you know, how do we resolve all this? How do we deal with all this in our small business? And I'm going to give you the advice that I got from a mentor one time. And I was having a little bit, I was kind of confused and had a little bit of a dilemma. I didn't know exactly which way to turn on something. And I asked him what I should do, and he said, check your position. And what he meant was, look around you. Look at how things are around you. What's the landscape? What's the environment like around you? What is happening? Are your customers returning your calls? Are they still buying from you? Are they paying you on time? Are some of your better customers starting to not pay you as quickly? That would be an indication that things are softening a little bit. Are they not ordering as much as they were? Are they cutting back a little bit? Are they wanting to renegotiate? Are you having more difficulty getting new business? If you are having, if those things are happening, then your market, your economy is softening a little bit. You're feeling the effects that we're seeing out there. But if not, don't buy into the recession thing. Don't buy into, I mean, until they start affecting you and you can see it around you, be careful about the talking heads. Be careful about, especially the folks on television, the 24/7 cycles. They got to fill a lot of air. And I know for a fact that they like to focus on the negative. They like to focus on things that are edgy, that nobody's ever talked about before. Could this possibly be happening? And then you listen to that and you think it's, you know, you take these guys as knowing what they're doing, whether they do or not, and you start cutting back on your orders, and you start cutting back on your business. And that impacts other people, and before long, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So check your position. How are you doing? How are your customers doing? If you're in the construction industry, you probably got some challenges right now. There's no question about that. And as we know, construction affects a large part of the overall economy in ways that still it still does that in ways that the automobile industry used to impact us. And so how are you doing? How is your profitability? How is your cash flow? Is your cash flow situation getting tighter? If it is, then you're feeling the effects of some of the things that Ray was talking about. But underlying all of this is a lot of fundamental strength in our economy. And so I'm not worried about the overall strength of the economy. I still believe that we're in a reordering, we're in a breather type of situation in the economy. And I think if we keep our heads about us, keep our wits about us, we keep working, and we check our position, and we deal with the reality around us rather than what the talking heads tell us, then I think we'll be all right. Tin Till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay, well, it is a dog-eat-dog.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Pa.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Pa!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market? Sort of.
Visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-9...
Great, still enjoy hearing her. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's just you and me. You know, I was talking a minute ago about what you should be thinking about the economy when you hear people talking about the economy softening and all that. And I just said, check your position, see how things are going for yourself. Are your own collections? How are your own collections? How's your own cash flow? How's your own profitability? What are your customers telling you? But you know, there's another side of the house, and that's the operations side, your own expense side, that you got to pay attention to too. And that is, what are you spending money on? Do you have a capital project that you're working on that you want to spend money on? If it's a project that you think you need for the next for the future of your company. This is going to be the future of your telecommunications or your technology foundation or your employee situation from an employee standpoint. If it's a fundamental foundational type of investment, I recommend you go ahead and make it. I'm making those investments. If it's something that's a nice to have, something you'd like to have, you might want to look at that and say, okay, should I wait and, you know, should I give that another month or two and see how things are really going in a couple of months? You might want to do that, but I wouldn't pull back on the fundamentals, on the foundational things, the direction your company needs to go in. Don't change your business model for this, what I consider to be a short-term sort of a breather the economy is having. Don't change your vision because of this. You may have to tighten up later. You may have to tighten up a little bit and maybe do without a few things. But when it comes to the underlying fundamentals of how you operate your business, what your company stands for, what it's going to, the platform you're going to leverage your business model off of, the technology platform, the telecommunication platform, the management, the team platform that you're going to have. My point is, let's say you're thinking about hiring maybe it's your first CFO or your first sales manager or whatever it might be. That's your team platform that you're going to leverage your business model off of over the next 5, 10, 20 years. You know, even though even though we may be in a period right now where things are slowing down just a little bit, you know, don't stop doing those things. I think that would be a mistake. Because you know what? The economy is always going up and down. It's always going up and down. You know what? If you wait till things get rocking and rolling, you're going to say, "Wow, I don't need that sales manager. We got lots of sales," and before long, you don't have anybody managing sales, or I don't need that CFO. We got lots of cash. I don't need help managing my money or our collections. People are paying us on time. Well, you know what? That's not good fundamentals. So the long term fundamental platform of the vision of your business, whatever element of that it is, as I say, technology, telecommunications, real estate, infrastructure, the team situation, your product lines, those kinds of things, acquiring a new franchise of products or whatever it may be, R&D for the next level of your products if you make stuff, don't back off on that now. Those are things you just got to figure out how to deal with it and amortize it over time, because those are long-term decisions. If you're going to cut back on anything, do it on the short-term things. Maybe some of the nice-to-have things. You know, this may not be a good time to have a nice-to-have, but don't back off on the need-to-have, and don't let short-term issues, short-term influences, help cause you to make a bad decision on long-term strategy, long-term vision, what your company stands for over time. Separate those two things, I think, and keep things in perspective. It's my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to talk to you every day and to talk to you about small businesses, my thoughts on small business. I hope you know that my comments, my thoughts, and the programming that we do here comes from the heart. It comes from our perspective about being small business owners ourselves and having been that for a long time. We try to say and do the things that we think are meaningful to you, and I want to thank you for your time and for trusting us with that. I got to go. It's time to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that, as always, this program is for you.
I've got a pop quiz for you. How well can you do? What's the last magazine you bought at the checkout line? What's the last book your kid checked out of the library? Who did your basketball team pick in the draft? Who did your kid pick to sit next to in lunch? Name a book on the bestseller list. Name a book in your kid's backpack. Who is president of the United States? Who is president of your kid's student?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.